This is the Three Count Podcast, and it's time for some cowboy shiznit. Welcome to the show. I'm Dylan Chambers, alongside my manager, Smart Mark Benny Hobden. Benny, what a card we've got looking ahead to Revolution.
Massive, massive. As Tony Khan said this morning, mate, on the road to Revolution. Little stolen line there from WWE. I liked it. But big card this weekend.
It's going to be fun. Now, we're going to take you through all the matches, give our predictions. We've got all the news, including a huge bombshell drop today. Ooh. And we've got a fun draft too. We're going to draft our top three heels on the mic.
On the stick.
That's going to be a fun one. Follow us on the socials. See all our drafts and get a heads up when new episodes drop. At Three Count Pod on Twitter and Facebook. At Three Count Podcast on Instagram. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Or Spotify and Apple Podcasts, hit that follow button. Now, Benny, before we get to Revolution, let's start with the biggest news of the week.
Tony Khan. Wow. Bought Ring
Tony
of Honor.
Tony Khan announced today that he is the new owner of Ring of Honor.
Massive. Massive.
Huge news that he dropped on Dynamite. He has also purchased the tape library of Ring of Honor as well. So
that's big as well. That's a lot of content.
All the way back to 2002, that tape library goes. So streaming AEW streaming service, I'm sure we're going to see it soon. Tony Khan said he thinks by the end of 2022. What's going to happen with Ring of Honor, Benny? How's this going to work?
There was big talk that there was going to be a TV deal in the works as well to go along with the streaming. So, but that's all on the back. How Ring of Honor is going to work? I've read something today that they reckon it could be like a developmental thing, but I just don't think that really works. I just think it comes in, it'll still be its own separate show, I think, but it'll come under the AEW banner, if that makes sense.
So it'll be like a Dynamite, like a Rampage?
Possibly. I don't know. Are we going to get a show every week, though? I don't know if we'll get a show every week.
Yeah.
It'll be dark, maybe like, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited anyway.
It will be interesting to see how it all goes. Obviously, the people who Ring of Honor let go of all of its talent, and AEW swooped up a lot of that.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see who goes where.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's so much talent. So, and he keeps buying talent. So it makes sense why he keeps buying talent now. If he wants to have all this talent and have three big shows, then he can. You know what I mean? Like, they could have three shows a week if they wanted to.
Hopefully they don't ECW it WWE did. But
that's definitely a possibility as well. He seems to be a pretty good businessman, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So he's got his head screwed on, so it should be interesting.
It should be interesting to see. Now, to celebrate this, to kick off Dynamite, we got Bryan Danielson and Christopher Daniels. Mm. A rematch of the first Ring of Honor main event 20 years ago, minus Low Ki, who actually won the match,
yeah.
Danielson ended up choking him out for the win, then kicked his head in after faking a handshake. He said that's going to be Moxley on Saturday. Mox came out and wanted a fight, and Danielson wouldn't have a bar of it.
Just jumped under the bottom rope and did a runner.
That's right. We'll take you through a little bit of what happened on Dynamite, because it was a big episode.
Yeah.
We had the tag team Casino Battle Royale, and geez, they got some tag teams in AEW.
It was a good match too.
It was a really fun match. And to kick things off, we saw the return of Darius Martin.
Yeah.
Returning from that ACL injury to team with his brother Dante in Top Flight.
Didn't he look good too? They looked really good.
There was a lot of teams involved, but it did end up coming down to Top Flight, FTR and the Young Bucks. Red Dragon came out and distracted Dax Harwood to help the Bucks eliminate FTR. We ended up being left with Matt Jackson and Darius Martin. And after a low blow, the Bucks punched their ticket and Red Dragon got in the ring to celebrate with them. So there we go. Young Bucks added to the card.
Laying more seeds for a Revolution, obviously. I think we all know where that's going to go.
Do we?
Well, it's got to fall apart. We'll get there.
We'll find out. Now, Jericho got on the mic and explained to Eddie what a promo was. It's pretty harsh. Said it's hard to relate to him because he's been a big star for so long. Then Santana and Ortiz confronted Jericho, but gave him fist bumps and seems like they're all good now.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. We then saw what everyone's been waiting for, the Punk MJF segment.
That's all we were waiting for.
Was it real? Was it not real? Punk came out and said, look, you know, sometimes he doesn't know if he's the bad guy or the good guy. You know, just wanted to have a conversation. MJF came out, looked like they had a real heartfelt moment.
Gave him the hug.
Punk went to shake his hand and he gave him this big hug. Then, of course,
kicked him in the balls.
MJF kicked him right in the nuts. They busted him open with that the diamond ring, and there was a huge lump on his head.
Didn't look good, did it?
It was just spewing out blood. They got the dog collar on him. You know, had Sean Spears choking him,
yeah.
And then MJF got on the mic and said, look, I'm a snake. The greatest trick the devil ever played was making the world think he didn't exist. And that at Revolution, he's going to show everyone he's the devil himself.
Yes, brilliant. It was a brilliant segment.
That was so well done.
So good. And I was reading all week this week, you know, oh, this is how AEW is going to turn MJF baby and all this kind of stuff. I was like, why? Like, anybody that believes this is just, like, we talked about it the other day, but anybody that believes they were going to turn him baby when he's the best heel in the business at the moment, it's just, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Rocks for brains.
That's some Vince McMahon stuff.
make him Stardust.
And what a great way to do it too. You know, with Punk MJF, he expected great promos back and forth, but they threw this little curveball at us, which was kind of unexpected.
Yeah, it really suckered us in because we wanted to see more. We wanted to know what happened. And now it's just set up the match perfectly.
It's going to be fun. Now, we had Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter took on Thunder Rosa and Mercedes Martinez. Rosa got the clean finish. Pin.
Yeah, the champ got pinned.
Clean pin on the champ. We all know what that means, right?
Yes, we do. I've literally written it right there.
In a backstage segment, we saw Jade Cargill confront Ty Conti, where if Ty lays her hands on her, she loses the opportunity. I don't think that's going to happen. No. We had Wardlow come out and just destroy Cesar Bonini, Powerbomb Symphony. And just when Sean Spears was about to use the chair, Wardlow took it off him and basically backed him down.
Yes.
And then we had a little backstage. The interesting part was backstage, right?
Yeah.
JF said, look, if you win the ladder match and the TNT title, I'll let you keep it.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
And then he said, it's not like you'll win anyway. Wardlow says, because he's too busy making sure MJF wins.
You always win.
MJF slapped the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And
we all know where this is going as well then, don't we?
Yeah. Remember who you work for, not AEW, you work for me. Then in the main event, we saw Adam Cole and Red Dragon take on Hangman Page, John Silver, and Alex Reynolds. Ended up with Adam Cole hitting the knee to the back of the head on Reynolds for the pin.
Pretty good match.
Red Dragon duct tape Page's arms to the ropes, and he got super kicked and mocked, basically.
Yeah. Gave him the title back on his shoulder and told him that that was actually his title, Adam Cole's title. And it was still a good match, though.
It was. It was.
For what it was. And, sets up the match perfectly for the main event on Revolution on Saturday night, Sunday.
Now, let's change tact a little bit. There's still a lot going on in WWE as well. You know, we won't leave them out. We had Finn Balor beat Damian Priest for the US title. I guess we have Priest turning fully heel.
Yeah. So we'll then Balor turn. It'll be Demon Balor surely then as well.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a rematch. Speaking of Mania, Edge has his opponent. We've got AJ Styles. After AJ accepted the challenge, Edge brutalized him and hit him with a concerto.
Full heel turn there from Edge, wasn't it? It was like old school Edge is back and the one man concerto and game on. It should be a great match. That's what we want.
Hopefully phenomenal one.
Great.
We'll see Sasha and Naomi take on Queen Zelina and Carmella for the women's tag titles. I don't see that match going any other way than what everyone probably thinks. Corey Graves has come out and said a big familiar face could return for WrestleMania, but also that he likes stoking the rumor mill.
Yeah.
Take from that what you will.
Well, who's like connected to him in any way? You think it's going to be connected to him or he's just talking crap?
Maybe he's talking about himself.
Yeah, hey, just pump yourself up. Yeah. You see Carmella's come out and said that she's happy to redo the Lita Edge live sex show as well if they want to do it. I was like, come on, PG.
Interesting. Now, we had someone do a Rick Rude, Benny.
Yeah.
Indie wrestler Kayla Sparks appeared on WWE and AEW on the same night. So she appeared on SmackDown as the plant to be kissed by Los Lotharios. Are you upset that they plant women to have that done?
Yes. No, whatever.
So she was the plant, and then she wrestled Serena Deeb on Rampage. Obviously, Rampage was pre-taped, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, did the Rick Rude on AEW.
Probably not as big a name, but I mean, yeah.
No. Good work, Kayla. Something we're looking forward to tomorrow. Vince McMahon appearing on the Pat McAfee show. Now, McAfee released a social highlights clip of him in NXT just kicking butt and doing lots of sweet moves. And we also saw Austin Theory had a conversation with Mr. McMahon about his appearance, hinting that there could be some fireworks and they'll have his back.
So, okay.
So are we changing tack now? Is it going to be Theory against McAfee?
Possibly, yeah. But I think, I don't know, Vince does like to get in there, you know, but Vince is old now.
Yeah.
He's not this jacked up Vince McMahon that we had in the late 90s, you know what I mean? So
the last thing we need is two torn quads again.
Oh, how funny would that? That is still one of the best moments ever.
Oh, poor old Vince. Now, our old friend Dave Meltzer, I don't know why he's our old friend.
Dave, how are you, mate?
But he's reported that despite the unification match at Mania between Lesnar and Reigns, there will be a major belt still on both brands.
Yeah, interesting. So we're going to have to, we'll end up with a tournament style thing or something after Mania to see who's going to be the champion of whichever other brand.
I'm assuming so. I mean, last time they introduced the Universal title, so it'll be interesting to see, but exciting stuff anyway. It makes sense.
Yeah, well, so I seen somebody posted today somewhere online that was a big what if, and it had a picture of Brock and Roman, and then the title underneath was the old WCW massive title. They were like, nice. That's what the title they'll end up, the unification title.
Bring it.
So it'll be interesting. Well, whoever wins, do they keep their Universal title or World Heavyweight title, or do they just call them something new title and then create another new title?
Yeah. Bring back the Winged Eagle.
Oh, yes.
We love it.
I love that. Love that title belt.
Now, let's switch up to a bit of NXT. Now, we've got NXT Roadblock next week. There's a few interesting matches happening. We've got Bron Breakker putting his title on the line against Dolph Ziggler and Ciampa. NXT tag titles are on the line as the Creed brothers take on Imperium. We've got LA Knight and Grayson Waller in Falls Count Anywhere match and the women's Dusty Rhodes Classic semifinals. So plenty happening on NXT, and they have announced the first match for Stand and Deliver, which will be Carmelo Hayes defending his North American title in a 6-way ladder match.
Yeah, nice. That'll always be a fun match. They always love NXT, always puts on good ladder matches.
Absolutely. So it should be a cracker. Now, lastly, before we get to Revolution, Johnny Gargano, he's apparently ready to come back. He's released his work email for bookings on indie on his shows. Socials. Yeah. Where do we see him, Benny? Where do we see him? WWE or AEW?
Could he be Ring of Honor? Will he be the first big name of Ring of Honor? Maybe. Something like that. I think he'd be stupid to go to AEW at this stage, because he's just sort of going to fall in that mid-card. But, I mean, where is he going to go in WWE as well?
Here's what I had a thought, and this is maybe some dream booking. So
Love it already.
We got Ziggler and Rude, right? They're having a bit of a stout with Ciampa at the moment.
Oh.
WrestleMania match.
Woo.
Ziggler and Rude, DIY.
It would be on the pre-show, though. But, I mean, come on. DIY,
come on.
The DIY side, yeah. But I mean, Ziggler and Rude, the dirty dogs aren't really doing that much. I know Ziggler's down at NXT fighting for the title, but the dirty dogs just don't get the love they deserve sometimes.
No. Oh, I missed the glorious one. In any case, Benny, let's get into Revolution. There's a lot to get through.
One more thing in the news, which is not real great news. It's not really wrestling related, but it was. Cain Velasquez. You did. Oh, you were going to mention it, or you weren't sure?
I decided not to, but let's go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to mention he's up on attempted murder charges. So we won't go into what he did and whatever else, but I mean, there's some pretty serious stuff going on there. So hopefully it all works out.
Don't Don't expect to see Cain Velasquez anywhere anytime soon.
No, not at all.
Yeah. No.
All right, let's do it.
There it is. All right, let's get into Revolution. Now, this is the third year that Revolution's been held. The very first event in 2020.
Oh, here we go. Is this quiz time?
It's quiz time, man. It was voted as the best major wrestling show of the year by Wrestling Observer. So,
wow.
It lived up to it. It was also the last major show before the COVID pandemic. Moved most of AEW shows back to Jacksonville. Quiz time, Benny. Now, this might be a gimme, but I know you haven't been watching AEW for that long.
Yeah.
Can you tell me who won the AEW championship that night?
Yes, I can. That was Mox.
John Moxley defeated Chris Jericho. That is correct.
I do remember that one. I did watch that.
Now, let's keep it going because I know the marks out there love a quiz. Who did MJF beat that night?
Oh, MJF. Oh, Cody?
Cody, well done.
Yeah, I do. Well done. I'm on here, boys. I'm on.
You're on. Okay, two from two. Let's see how we go here. Also that night, there was a tag match that was awarded 6 stars by Meltzer and described as the greatest tag team match in history.
That's easy. I already know that. But I'm going to have a guess. Does it involve the Young Bucks?
It does.
And they versed Hangman Adam Page and... Oh, who was their partner? Oh, can't think of whose partner was.
It was Kenny Omega.
Oh, there you go. Of course it was. Kenny Omega's the only one that gets the 6-star ratings.
There you go.
Three out of four.
Pretty good. Second event was actually moved because it was originally going to clash with a Canelo fight. So it became AEW's first ever Sunday pay-per-view.
Yeah, right.
And it ended up being the highest grossing non-WWE wrestling pay-per-view since 1999.
Wow.
So in the main event, we had Kenny Omega retaining his AEW world title against John Moxley in what kind of match?
Oh, that was it got ripped apart, didn't it? That was the exploding barbed wire match.
It was.
Yeah.
Exploding barbed wire death match. Widely panned because of the lackluster explosion at the end.
Yeah, that right at the end there.
Now, we also had Sting. He made his in-ring debut, teaming with Allen against Brian Cage and Ricky Starks. Now, who else made their AEW debut that night?
Nah, you got me there.
Now, there's actually three. Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Ethan Page and Maki Ito.
There you go.
There you go. Now, last one for you, Benny. Last year was the first Face of the Revolution ladder match. Who won?
Scorpio Sky.
Oh, Benny. You're on fire tonight. You've done your research.
You know why? Because I read it the other day. I was trying to do research because I knew you'd do this. And then I was like, wait, who was in the match? He was in the match. But yeah, there you go. Scorpio Sky.
Well done. Hopefully all you marks out there did well. Let us know how well you did on the socials. But it is time. Let's get to the Revolution card. Now, two matches on the buy-in. We've got legit Layla Hirsch versus Chris Statlander. And everyone's favorite, Hook against QT Marshall.
Yeah.
So they should be pretty good matches. I mean...
Yeah, I think Hook's on such a roll at the moment. You know, he's got the rocket strapped to him at the moment. So, I mean, he should get the win there.
QT's a good worker too. So, I think it might go a little longer than most of his matches have.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, that'll be good. Now, Benny, let's start at the top of the card now.
Okay.
Let's go from the top and let's start with the AEW World Championship match, Hangman Adam Page against Adam Cole. Obviously, plenty of history between these two, back to the Bullet Club days. Should be an awesome match. They can put on a classic. We've got Page at $1.25, Cole at $3.60.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the smart money here. I'm going to go with Page. I just don't think Cole's ready for the title yet. Page hasn't had it long enough yet either. It's going to be a classic match, but I just think there could be some shenanigans and stuff like that, but we'll obviously know more from the tag match later, like earlier in the night, what's going to happen there and who could get involved.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Page is going to hand Cole his first official loss. I think that might be like Page's thing. Like he handed Danielson his first loss. Now he's going to hand Cole his first loss. Yeah. But I don't think this is over in any way, shape, or form. Yeah.
Goodness, no.
Cole's getting his hands on that title eventually, and I think it will be against Paige.
Yeah, I think he'll beat him as well, but yeah, just not yet.
All right, we move on. The AEW Women's World Championship, Britt Baker, DMD, against Thunder Rosa. Now, Rosa beat Baker at the first ever Lights Out match. You know, she's got Mercedes Martinez helping her now, and she got the clean pin on Baker on Dynamite. Got Rosa the favorite at $1.40, Baker at $2.80.
What? That's crazy.
Unless that has changed now. That was pre.
Just
I'm gonna check it out.
Stick with us here live, folks. We're just having a quick look at the odds. Let me just take this moment to quickly say, if you are gonna have a bet, folks, gamble responsibly and bet within your means.
Still the same. Rosa $1.40, Britt Baker $2.80.
All right, well, I'm going to load up, and I'm probably not going to gamble responsibly, but I am going DMD for sure. After that, she's not eating another pin.
Mate, I hate to agree with you, but as soon as I saw that Rosa pin, I loaded up on Sportsbet.
Yeah, mate, straight away, it was the first thing I thought. Like, I watched it, and I went, oh. And I almost texted you saying, wow, she ate the pin, and then I thought, nah, that means she's winning hands down.
To be honest, I was up in the air. I did actually kind of think the Baker was going to win anyway, but that pin just solidified it.
Solidified it. Yeah. All right. We're both on the same wavelength so far, mate. So this This isn't good.
Now we move on to the AEW World Tag Team Championship triple threat match, Jurassic Express, Red Dragon, Young Bucks.
Yes.
Obviously, Red Dragon and the Bucks have had their issues. They seem to have kind of squashed that on Dynamite. They've all taken out Jurassic Express at one point. So plenty of fire in this one and definitely a chance to steal the show.
Oh, I think it'll definitely be a chance to steal the show. But
we have no odds for this one yet.
I think obviously the stuff that goes on between Red Dragon and the Young Bucks is going to rear its head. They're not going to be able to get along. They'll dominate most of the match. But I think Jurassic Express will come out with the victory due to all the other stuff going on between the other two teams.
Okay, well, I'm going something a little different then.
Yes!
I think we're going to see a title change, and I think Red Dragon are going to walk away with the belts.
Yeah, look, I can't say no. Like, I don't disagree with you in that sense. Like, I could definitely see it happening. I don't really like Jurassic Express as the champs. I enjoyed them more when they were trying to fight to get there.
Yeah.
Red Dragon will make a great tag team champion. You know what I mean? Like just the way they fight and stuff, they'll be good champs. But
I feel like from Dynamite 2, we're maybe building towards another Bucks FTR classic.
Yeah, well, Dax Harwood came out today on Twitter and said that FTR have retired. But we all do think it's just a work because one person asked him, will you win the tag match today, the Battle Royal? And he said, if we don't, FTR will retire. Right. And he goes, so what are you going to do? And he came out and said, just like I said, FTR, it's been a great time with you guys, but that's it. We're done. We're retired. So he loves taking the piss.
Oh, love it.
But I just thought I'd throw that in there. Red, yeah. Look, either way, but I'm going to say Jurassic Express steals it.
Retain. Okay. We have the TBS Championship match, Jade Cargill and Ty Conti. After Cargill beat the Bunny to go 28-0, she issued a challenge, which is answered by Conti. Cargill, $1.07, Conti, $6.50.
Wow. She's at Winx odds.
Yeah.
$1.07.
Not that you can make much money, but put your house on Jade Cargill.
Yeah, look, Cargill will win.
Yeah.
Conti will give her a run. It won't be an easy match for Cargill.
It's probably really good for Jade, to be honest, to have like a really, you know, kind of knock down, drag him out match.
Yeah.
She's had a lot of squashes, so.
A few moments later.
Sorry to take you away from your regularly scheduled programming, but we've had some technical difficulties on the 3Count podcast. Zoom did not want to allow us to have the full podcast this week, so we've got half of it for you, and I'm going to attempt to do the second half myself, sans Benny. So fingers crossed. Let's see how we go now. We were talking about Jade Cargill and Ty Conti. Put the house on Jade Cargill. Benny agrees. I love Ty Conti, but No way she ends Cargill's streak. We can move on from that one pretty quickly. Onto the dog collar match between MJF and CM Punk. What a great build-up we've had. Just when we thought it was going to be, you know, great promos back and forth, we got a heartfelt story from MJF. And Punk coming out to confront him, a hug between the two, and then just like a lot of what comes out of MJF's mouth, turned out to be bullshit. We got a low blow and just brutalized Punk, busted him open with a dynamite diamond ring and had Sean Spears choke him with the dog collar. Very brutal, blood everywhere. They were both wearing white, which just accentuated all the blood everywhere. Now, I've got Punk at $1.33, MJF at $3.10. This is a tough one. I'm going with the money here, and I'm going with Punk. I think it's going to be a brutal match. We love that word on this podcast. I think we're going to see a very dark side of CM Punk that's going to come out. You know, a lot of edge to him. So I think Punk's going to get it. Do we see Wardlow turn on MJF finally? I don't think so. I know Benny's hoping for it, but I think AEW going to keep stoking that fire until we get a great payoff for it. So Punk for me for that one. We go on to Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley. Now, Danielson wanted to team up with Mox to kind of build the new AEW. Mox says he doesn't team up with people he hasn't bled with. So now we have a match. We got Moxley at $1.80, Bryan Danielson $1.90. Now, Benny was on Mox for this one. I am sitting on the fence. I think this is going to end up in a draw some way, shape, or form, whether we get a double tap out, a double KO, a double count out, or maybe a time limit ending. I don't know. I know we've seen that in some Bryan Danielson matches before, but I think the best way to go forward for these two is to bleed together but not have a winner. So I think it's going to end in a tie. That's my prediction. It's a prediction, not a spoiler. We then go on to Chris Jericho and Eddie Kingston. Now, Jericho says Kingston doesn't have the tools to win the big one. We saw some good promo work between the two, you know, a lot of references to WWE in there, which was pretty interesting. We had Jericho basically saying Kingston didn't know what a promo was. Kingston saying, oh, that's all well and good for you to bring out, you know, kind of industry terms, but yeah, kayfabe may be dead, but let's not piss on its grave. That was a great call from Eddie Kingston. Kingston at $1.42, Jericho at $2.70. I think Kingston for this one. As soon as Jericho said Kingston can't win the big one, I thought Kingston's going to win the big one. So I think it would hurt Eddie way too much to lose this one, whereas Jericho, it doesn't hurt. And if Jericho loses, he will have to shake Eddie Kingston's hand. So we'll see if that happens. I kind of hope so. We then move on. We have a trios match, the Andrade Hardy Family Office, Andrade, Matt Hardy, Isaiah Cassidy against Sting, Darby Allin, and Sammy Guevara. Now, we finally see Andrade at a pay-per-view again, which will be fun. Now, they had a triple threat match on Rampage for the TNT title, which Sammy ended up retaining his title. So, you know, there's a bit going into this one. Now, we've got Sting, Allin, and Sammy at $1.37, Andrade and the Hardy Family Office, $2.88. Now, I think Andrade is going to pin Sting. That's my upset here. I think that's what's going to happen. I think Andrade is going to get his hands on that TNT title in some way. So that's my pick Andrade. We then go to the Face of the Revolution ladder match. We have Wardlow, Keith Lee, Powerhouse Hobbs, Ricky Starks, Orange Cassidy, and Christian has now qualified on Rampage. We've got, before Christian qualified, these were the odds: Wardlow at $2.50, Lee $2.70, Cassidy and Hobbs at $5, and Starks at $6.50. I'm going with the money again and saying Wardlow. They're pushing him like crazy. It's a blind person could see that. Now, there's a lot of people in the match who wouldn't need this win. You know, Christian doesn't need this win. Cassidy doesn't need the win. Lee's only just arrived. I think we can, you know, see a little bit more from him before they give him something big like this. So, you know, that leaves Wardlow, Starks, and Hobbs. And I think we're going to see a Wardlow win. So that's my pick for that one. Now, we had a late match added on Rampage this week. So we're going to see the Death Triangle against the House of Black. Now, the Death Triangle came out, obviously, they're minus Rey Fénix at the moment. And they said they're bringing in someone new to the Triangle. And Eric Redbeard, aka Eric Rowan, made an AEW debut. So they will take on the House of Black. Now, you know, I'm thinking of this one right off the dome. Rampage has only just happened. You know, I like this Dark Side of Penta. I mean, this is fun. But I think House of Black are going to take this one out. But I think it'll be a fun match. It'll be fun to see. So that is it. That is it for the Revolution pay-per-view. Now, we did have our three-count draft, and it was a really fun one. So I'll take you through the results of what we came up with. Now, we were drafting our top three heels on the mic. Very fun. Now, I got to draft first. I took Rowdy Roddy Piper with my first pick. Benny said that would have been his first pick as well. Benny took Chris Jericho with his first pick. I then took CM Punk. Benny went with Shawn Michaels with his second pick. Then my last pick, I took MJF. I know he's young, but he's just done great things. I made mention in the pod earlier, when we recorded it earlier, that I've seen this YouTube video of, it's like a 9-year-old girl at an autograph signing, and her and MJF just going back and forth. He's just a heel through and through. I love it. And then Benny with his third pick, he took Triple H. So Triple H. So I had Piper, Punk, and MJF. Benny had Jericho, HBK, and Triple H. We had a few honorable mentions there. Vince, obviously, was a big one for me. JBL. God, I hated JBL when he got on the mic. Seth Rollins was a great heel, but, you know, he's kind of that tweener now where, you know, he can be an asshole, but it's kind of funny and entertaining. Charlotte is great. And also Sami Zayn. I feel like most of Sami Zayn's heel work is purely from the mic. So love it. In any case, that is it for the 3-Count podcast this week. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, barring no setbacks, we'll recap Revolution, start looking at the road to WrestleMania. As always, we'll post the draft to the socials. Let us know who you think is the best heel on the stick. Now, thank you very much for your time. Apologies, Benny. Thank you for your time earlier. And enjoy Revolution, baby.